found the medrash from yesterday that I was looking for. About Chizkiyahu, the prophet, that he said about the Shira. So the medrash says, which is the medrash in Shira Shirim. So the pasuk says, starts with the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. It starts with the pasuk in the Divrei Hayamim, Perek Beis. Divrei Hayamim Beis, Perek Lamed Beis, pasuk Chaf Hey. It says there, "V'loy kigmul olav heishe b'chizkiyo." This is talking about when Chizkiyo got sick and he davened, and Hashem, like we just said before, and Hashem made the mitzvah for him. This was 3 days, as we said before, the Mapala of Sancheret. So the pasuk says that Chizkiyo did not pay back Hashem like Hashem had paid him. Ki gav aliboy, because it was a bit of a balgaiva. Some gaiva touched it. So the Medrash says, what does that mean? Galibai milay mar shira. He was galibai. He decided that he doesn't have to say shira to Hashem. Yeshayo came to him, and Yeshayo said like this: a pasuk in Yeshayo membeis, zamru Hashem. You should say zmirois to Hashem. Why? I'm sorry. So Chizkiyo said why? So Yeshayo told him ki geyus asa, because he did a very wonderful thing, an exalted thing. This is Yeshayo Membeis pasuk. Which pasuk it is? But so he says, "Zamu Hashem ki geus asa." So answered back Chizkiya, "Mudat zois bechal haris." It's already well known in the entire land. Says the Medrash, what was Chizkiya saying? Chizkiya said, "Why do we have to tell over the nisim and gvuras of Hakadosh Baruch Hu? The whole world knows it from one end of the world to the other end of the world." Why? Didn't already Hashem make the sun stand still? Everyone saw the Nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pari Melech Mitzrayim and Tarheka Melech Kush, they saw the nates that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did here with Sancheirev. So they saw everything. So if they saw everything, everybody knows. So if everybody knows about it, so why do I have to say Shira? That was what Chizkiyo said. And like we said yesterday, it was a big taina on Chizkiyo why exactly he did not say, why he didn't say Shira. But that was the pasuk. Zamru Hashem ki geos haso mudatzo yitzuchol haaretz. Zamru Hashem said Yeshayo to Chizkiyah, you should sing. Chizkiyah says, why? Says Yeshayo ki geos haso, he did an exalted thing. And says Chizkiyah, mudatzo yitzuchol haaretz, everybody knows this already. Yeah?
Did Chizkiyah know that if he were
Shira, probably not.
Shira,
probably not.
But I don't know, like, every time somebody stops, like, it has to.
Where?
When they stop the sun.
Yeah.
So, like, somebody had said, let's follow and say Shira for you, like, because, like, when the sun stops moving, there will be Shira.
Okay, but over here we're talking about Shira for my Paul Sancheirev.
Right?
Not, no, not for the sun thing, for the sun, my Paul Sancheirev. It was unbelievable, my Paul. But everyone found out about it. Everyone knew about it, so I don't have to say Shira. So even though we had before that that they said they one pasuk sound like they did say Shira. So it seems, just to give you a little taste of what the terrors may be, is there's two things. There's the chiyuv to say Hallel, right? Hallel is the Hallel we have. What's Hallel? Hallel is a kol neshel that happens to Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael is an obligation. A kol Torah shalei tzava. If Hashem rings the Torah and we get saved, there's a chiyuv to get up and say Hallel. What Hallel? The Hallel that was composed by whoever composed it. Right, so it's Pesukim and Tehillim, whoever composed that. It's not like it's in the Gemara, Moshe, Yeshua. Different people compose different parts of it. Whoever it is makes no difference. But that is a set Hallel. When you say Hallel, Hallel Abdi Hashem, and so on and so forth, I could be saying it, for a Nes that's not mentioned anywhere in the Hallel. There's just the fact there is a Nusach of Hallel, and there's an obligation that whenever there's a Tzara and there's a Yeshua, you say Hallel. And that's what Chizkiyo, and they did say, that's the shir that they said, Kilel Hiskadish Hashir Yelachem, Kilel Hiskadish Chag, they said Hallel. It's not to say they didn't thank Hashem, but then there's another thing called a shira, and that is you find by Devaira and other places, that besides for the obligation to say the Nusach of Hallel, there is also an obligation on the Nevi'im and or the leaders of Klai Yisrael and that Dar, Al Piruach HaKodesh, to compose a special Shira that describes the Nisim that happened in that particular Nes. Shiras Devaira and the Shira Layom specifically talks about that. So that is a separate obligation, and that perhaps is what the Tainan Chizkiyah was. Chizkiyah said, they said Hallel, the Pasuk says, Hashir Yi Elohim Kilel Iskadish Chag, they said Shira that night. What Shira did they say? They said Hallel. Why? Because there's been a Nes, you say Hallel. Yeshayo Anavi comes and says, Zamru Hashem, sing to Hashem. Chizkiyah says, everybody knows about it. That's not Hallel. What does that have to do with everybody knowing about it? You have an obligation to thank Hashem. You're not supposed to tell everybody about your Nes. The din of Hallel. So obviously the conversation wasn't whether they should say Hallel and thank Hashem. The question was, Yishayo wan Chizkiyo, to sit in Ruach HaKadosh, it takes a lot of doing to get into a mode of Ruach HaKadosh, and compose a Shira describing this specific Nes. That's a whole different story. Comes along Chizkiyo and says, what do I need to do that for? Everybody knows about it already. If everybody knows about it, why do I need a specific Shira to describe it? So that was perhaps the conversation between Chizkiyah and Yeshayah. So of course Chizkiyah was saying, I don't have to thank Hashem. Of course I thank Hashem. They said Hallel. Like every other Yom Tov you say Hallel. Whenever there's a Tzara, Chazal said, there's a Tzara, the Lashon of the Gemara is, Nevi'im Shebeinayim Tiknu Lem Yisrael, the Nevi'im made a Takana for Klal Yisrael, that whenever there's a Tzara Shalaisavay Aleim L'Chashani Golim, you say Hallel. Hallel, we say Hallel besides the days of Yom Tov, there's a specific Takana, but there was a Takana to Nevi'im, that if a person has a Tzara and he's saved from it, or Klal Yisrael, I'm not going to get into the details of when there's a Chiyuv Hallel, but there is this idea that when there's a Tzara and a Geula, there's going to be a Hallel. What Hallel do you say? You open your city, you say Hallel. Does it talk about your Nes? It talks about whatever needs him. It talks about that. It talks about all different types of things. Then there's another thing, like Shiras Devaira and those type of things, that is an entirely different gather. And that is that the people involved in the Nes have to compose a Shira describing the Nisim that occur. That's a whole different story. That is describing those Nisim, be Mepharsim and those Nisim. And that came along Chizkiyah and said, everybody knows about it, what do I need to do it for? Chazal say, if he would have done it, he would have been Mashiach, it would have been a higher level. And we see here from the pasuk, we have kindness on it. He didn't pay back Hashem the proper way like Hashem gave him, because he didn't do this. Yeah, any question?
No.
When the Nevi'im knew when to be Mesakin, Yamim to say Hallel. You could say Hallel about Bracha, you could say it, you have to know, make sure it's not being uttered about Taisa or anything. Of course, then you say Tehillim if, you thank Hashem. Everyone is always busy, with the Tehillim before the Tzara. Right? Rabbi Hirschfeld always says over here, remembers when the, when, when the plane was hijacked with Rav Huttner on it. So, you know, maybe there was a plane that was hijacked, Pan Am flights or something, and Rav Huttner was on the flight. It was a big tsar of like a week. They held them. They got released, and they came back. Mamish like right before Shabbos, they landed back in New York. And but they got the besura on Friday afternoon that the plane's in the air and is on its way back. So he says he remembers that someone ran to tell Rav Gifter in his house that they were free. So Rav Gifter went and said, "Let's go to the Beis Hamidrash," and the Rav Hirschfeld was there. And he said, "We've been saying Tehillim for the last week for the Tzara. Now we have to say Tehillim to thank Hashem." There may be like 8, 9 people, 10 people most in the Beis Medrash. Went up to Rama, gave a clap, and they said, "Nizmasher Hanukkah Sabai to David, Arim Hashem Kedid Tzani," so on and so forth. That as a thank you, we're always busy right beforehand remembering for the Tehillim, but you have to thank Hashem when there's a Gula. So when there's a Gula, but you need a Takana to make a Yom Tov Hallel, you need a takanas on Shignas Hagdol. You can't do it on your own. Right? If a person wants to thank Hashem, and you say Nishmas, right, there are things to say, right, when a person has a tzar, then there's an obligation, really, to thank Hashem. You say, Achiev, it's your Mevat al-Achiev. But you find something to say. There's plenty of room to say things. Yeah?
So what happens if
you perform the same Hallel when you're not sure? I'm not getting into it. Listen to her gift this year,
honestly. Is there, like,
they're what?
I'm saying, like, why do people
think
like that?
Because people were misakin, people decided to do that.
Or is there something that backs it up?
Not so much, no. Yeah?
I think you mentioned that they used to
sing Shofar? After the Tzara, when they were saved from the Tzara.
Oh, so it's
with Sheni Golem, yeah.
Oh, but it's not for the Tzara?
Not in the middle of the Tzara, they weren't singing Hallel, no. Yeah. Okay, that was yesterday. Now, we move on. Pasuk Yud Beis. So we said yesterday that Beraida Falan Meladen, and he woke up late, he got all upset, and so on and so forth. So what happened? So he sent these messengers to. He sent these messengers to Chizkiyo. He sent a letter to Chizkiyo with messengers. Kishama Kichala Chizkiyo. Vayishma Lem Chizkiyo. So Chizkiyo listened to the messengers. And it seems, and perhaps that's the Vayishma, it seems they asked, could we see the treasures of Klal Yisrael? So Vayare Meskol Beis Mechaisoi, he showed them all of his storehouses. Rashi says, Mechaisoi refers to Ginzei B'samach, the spices, because Mechais is one of the things over there, Mechais is Shiva Light, that Yaakov Vina sent down to Yosef. Mechais is a spice, that's the Lashon Mechaisoi, is the spices. Others say Nechaisai, of course Nechaisai V'Light means spices, but that's just a simon of what's like a very special thing. So the most dear warehouses, storehouses are called the base Nechaisai. That's how the Sudasian says it. So he showed them the good oil, the special oil, the Shemana Mishka, Rashi says, Lufi Wamshat, Nechaisai had the special oil. Base called base Kalev, all of his Kalim, base called Asher Nimtza by Yisrael, so he showed them everything. There wasn't a thing that he left out from his entire house and his entire memshala from the kingdom. Rashi says, includes the Arayin, Luchais, and Sefer Torah. Show them everything. Those are like, means he showed them everything, including all the Kalim and the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah. No. Was he allowed to? He wasn't allowed to, but we weren't very happy about it.
So this
was a very bad idea? Who?
Sounds like a bad idea.
It sounds like a bad idea, but in hindsight, right? But he didn't think it was a bad idea. Right? He thought he's going to make friends with them, and he's going to show them what they want. So, what happened? Vayava Yeshayo Anavi Elamelech Hizkiyo Vayomer Lov Ma Amru Anashim Eile. What do these people say? Umeayin Yava Yelech, where they come from? Vayomer Hizkiyo Hu Meheret Zuchayko Baomi Bavel. They came from very far land, from Bavel. Now, Vayomer Morov is like what they see. Vayomer Chizkiyah is Klasher Beveitzi Rola. He Dover Shal Harisim Etzot. They showed them everything. Says Rashi B'Shem Chazal, Chizkiyah is one of the three people that Hashem gave them a way out. He gave them an out. Hashem checked them. The Lashon of Chazal, and you can't judge what, how Chazal say it. Bodgan HaKadosh Baruch Hu U'matzan Ovit Shomai Machurim. Hashem checked them and he found them a pail full of dirty water. What does that mean? Who are the people? And it's a scary list because to put Chizkiyah in. Kayin, Chizkiyah, and Bila. So Rashi says. Why? Kayin, Hashem said, where's your brother? Right? Shemir Achi Anaychi. So Chazal say, he should have said, Rabbeinu Shalom, don't you know? You know everything. But he thought he could hide from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he said, Hashem Merachi Anaychi. Hashem tested him to see what he's going to answer. And he answered with Kfira. I don't know. And you must not know either. So we both don't know. Bilam, Hashem tells him, Mi Anashim Ha'ele Imach, who are those people who came? So what should he have said? He should have said, you know who it is. No, he answered, Begaiva. Balak Ben Sipur, Melech Mayav Shalach Elai. Who are those people? You know who I am? Balak Ben Sipur, the king, he sent them to me. The king needs me, answered Belashan Gaiva. Harbin Mevakshim Yeshli. People are always coming to me. The kings, everyone's sending everyone to me. That's what he told the Kodesh Baruch. Chizkiyah. Yeshayah and Navi come and say, who are these people, what they want? He should have answered, Yeshayah, you're the Navi of Hashem, and you're asking me, you should know. Rather, Hiskil Chizkiyah Misgoyah V'Amar. Was the Lashon Chazal of a tain on him, and he said, "Me'eretz Rechayka bo elai." They came to me. Now that in itself is gaiva. But number two, they didn't really come to Chizkiyah. Why did they come to Chizkiyah? Because they heard about a nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, that the sun went back 10 hours, and he wanted to see who's this Chizkiyah Melech, that such a nes could be done for him. They didn't come just to visit him, because they heard about this nes. So they came really to find out the glory of Hashem. And what does Chizkiyah say? No, bo elai, they came to me. L'chei nana, says Rashi. And not only that, because he like partied with them and he fed them, he was too chummy with them, all that put together is a tain on Chizkiyah, and he's going to be punished for this.
Was the reason he had a son was
a
Russia
because of all
this?
No, it doesn't sound like it, Bedavka. I don't think so. So what happened? Vayayim Yishayoch Hizkiyoh Shema Dvar Hashem in Hayomim Boim V'nista Kol Hashem B'Veisecha. They're going to carry everything in your house. V'asher Otsu Aviseecha Adim Azeh, and everything that your forefathers collected till now is going to go be carried Bavel to Bavel. V'yivotzer Dover Hamar Hashem. You showed it to them, it's theirs. There'll be nothing left. Not only that, Mibonecha Sheyetzu Mimcha Asher Toilid Yikach or Yikachu, and from your children that will be taken, that you'll give birth to, your descendants will be taken to Bavel, or Yisarisim Meicha Melech Bavel, and they're going to be Sarisim in the Heichel of the Melech Bavel. Rashi says, this is Hananya Mishal V'Azariah. Hananya Mishal V'Azariah, and the Radak adds in Daniel too. Daniel, you learned this year, no? So they were, the Melech Bavel wanted Dafka Einiklach of Malchus Beis David. They were the most beautiful and broad, best, so on and so forth, and he wanted them as his servants, and therefore, and he ended up with Hanani, Mishael, Bezar, and Daniel. While you Sarisim means the Mitzvah says Sarim u'mamunim. They're going to be like officers in the Heichel of Melech Bavel. So that's going to be the Einish. Vayomer Chizkiyah Yeshayah Toiv Dvar Hashem Asher Dibarta. Vayomer Aloyim Shalom V'Emes Yeh V'Yomai. So the Chazal say that that he did tshuva. He was Mekabel. It wasn't like, I think they contrasted even maybe to Shaul, who didn't do tshuva right away when he was faced with his Avera. Chizkiyah did have charata right away, and because of that, that was one of the reasons that it didn't happen biyamav, it was going to happen only later. Now he said, Taiva Dvar Hashem Asher Dibarta, it's good the words of Hashem that you spoke. Why? Because he says, as worried as I am, but Lamaisa, I'm not as worried because it's not going to happen in my days. In my days, it's going to be shalom, says Rashi. Macha shabiyama yiya shalom. So it's taiva dovra shedivarta. Why? Because he continues, Vayayimri explained himself, Alayim shalom v'emes yiya biyama, because in my days, it's going to be shalom v'emes. So I'm not so, and since Hashem said it's only going to happen after I die, or my, it's going to happen to my grandchildren, my children, and so on and so forth. So, so it doesn't bother me as much, and I'm a little happier. Yeah. Well, it sounds like he ready the tshuva right away, and that's why the Hashem said it in this way. It's only going to happen to his children.
So he did the tshuva before the whole speech.
Something like that. Yeah. Well, right away it sounds like. Somewhere in the middle, maybe not in the pasuk, but he gave him the musar, they did tshuva. So it sounds like.
Yes,
the Midrashim sound like that also. Yeah?
So where do we see, like the pasuk in Zion sounds like it's going to happen in his day, so.
Right, so that's why. So, if you say pasuk in Zion sounds like it happens in his day, so you have to say somewhere between your Zion and your test. Hashem saw the tshuva, and Yeshaya then told him it'll be in his children's days. Depends how you want to. I think it fit it both ways. I'm not sure. I don't remember which way the Mepharshim said. But it could go either way. But the Mepharshim do say that he was Machni'eli, but somewhere. Okay, you had a question?
It's not like his wrong response.
It was a wrong response, but then he did tshuva.
No, I was talking about, like, again, like.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds very nice, like he doesn't care, but obviously that's not what he means. But at least he's saying there's a. The answer to the Tzidkiyah was called Barotiv Asherotas Habrecha, the Tata'ola Vayave Samaima Ira. Remember, I told you certain things that he did that they were proud of, certain things they had tainas on him. Chachamim, one of them was the Nachash and Nachash, Sefer Refuas. And here's another one that he did is he made a whole water channel that would feed water into Yerushalayim. From Mei Gichayim was this spring, and he made a whole channel that brought the water to Yerushalayim. So that is a good thing, yeah.
Gicha were more like anointed?
Yeah. Halloy hem ksuva sefer divrei lamach Yehuda v'ishkal chizkiyah mavaisa v'yimlaich Menashe b'nai tachta. And now it takes over Menashe. And now the fun begins again. Hashem has Shana Menashe b'malcha v'chamishim v'chamish Shana Malach b'Yishalayim 55 years. Hashem imoy chepti va. If anyone's looking for a name, chepti va is a name. You know someone named chepti va? Really? Well, this is probably where they got it from. Amri is also a name in Israel. Right. Really? Chepti va with a bay like this. Anyone else there? Yeah? No? Okay, good. Okay. Vayasa Rabbeinu Hashem Kaseh Vayisagayim Asherish Hashem Mipnei Bnei Yisrael. He did the Rabbeinu Hashem like the Tayevis Agayim. Poor Chizkiyah here. You know, all his lifelong work of clearing out everyone else's. He brought everyone back. He got rid of the Bamas. No Malach Yehuda ever got rid of the Bamas to Hashem. He got rid of everything. Comes his son Menashe back to the other extreme. Kisei Abayis HaGoyim, and we're going to show. He went in Madregas. He went in levels. Vayasha Vayiven Es HaBomas Asher Ibet Chizkiyo. He went from Madrega to Madrega. The first thing is, I'm sorry, it really starts in Pasuk Beis. Vayasa Rabbeinu Hashem, meaning he himself did Ra. Started with him. After he was Ra, he's going to now spread his Ra to the kingdom. So what did he do? Vayasha Vayiven Es HaBomas Asher Ibet Chizkiyo Ovid. Most of these bamas, as we said, were to Hashem. They were bringing karbanas to Hashem. You weren't allowed to bring on a bama, but they brought to Hashem on a bama. It wasn't avodah zara. It's an aveira, but as we said, it was very hard to get rid of. Chizkiyah got rid of it. So now he rebuilt all the bamas, starting off with Hashem. he included in them also the Bamis Avodah Zarah. Here in Malachim it says Habamas Hashibit Chizkiyabi, which sounds like the Bamas Lashem, and in Divrei Hayamim it says the Ferish, the Bamais Asher Nita Tzichizkiyo Aviv. Here it says Ibad. Ibad means he got rid of them. Nitat means he smashed them. You only have to smash things that are for Avodah Zarah. So in Divrei Hayamim, when it says Asher Nitat Chizkiyo, he built the Bamais that Chizkiyo had smashed, that's referring to the Bamais L'Avodah Zarah. So he started off with the Bamais L'Hashem, and included in that also the Bamais L'Avodah Zarah. He returned.
Turned away.
That's the way of, he went back to the way things were destroyed. He went back and rebuilt them.
Oh, so he went back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vayokem Mizbechais Baal. Then he went further and he set up Mizbechais to Baal, the Rabbi Zizar Baal. Vayas Asherah, and he made an Asherah tree. Now, Baal and Asherah, Achav had been very busy with the Baal and the Asherah. We didn't learn much about Achav, too much, just the end of his days. But Baal was the Avodah Zarah to the sun, and Asherah is Avodah Zarah to the moon. Kasher Osa Achav Melech Yisrael, just like Achav did. Now, here it says he went made one Baal and one Asherah. Because that's what Achav did. Our pasuk says he did what Achav did. But in Divrei Hayamim it says he did even more than that. He did a lot of mizbechais labal, and many mizbechais labal, and many asheris. Over there it doesn't mention anything about Achav. Since in our pasuk we're saying he did it like Achav, Achav only did one of each. Over there it's telling you what he actually did, not only do like Achav, he did worse than Achav. Many mizbechais labal, and many asheris. Now Achav only did sun and moon. He did worse. Vayishtachel l'chol tzva shemayim, all the stars and constellations and everything. Vayavei desam, and he served them.
Wait, Achav bowed down to all the things, or just for
Menashe? Menashe, right? Vayishtachel l'chol tzva shemayim, he bowed down to all them. Vayavei desam, and he served them. Not only that. Uvana mizbechais beveis Hashem. He built mizbechas in the Beis Hamikdash. Meaning, we know the mizbech in the Beis Hamikdash that the Torah says. So he built more mizbechas in the Beis Hashem. Now those mizbechas were to bring things laHashem. But what was his kavana? He was trying to say that just like there's different avodah zarah that have different powers and each one needs its own mizbeach, for Hashem also, there's different chalakim of Hashem, and each place you have to bring a different thing. You can't bring everything on one mizbeach. You got to split it up amongst the mizbechas. And this was kfira, the achdus of Hashem. Hashem echad, there's no chalakim to Hashem. It's one, the achdus of Hashem. So, he, by saying there's different chalakim to Hashem, was kaifer in the achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he made all these different mizbechais to Hashem to show there's all different chalakim and you can't mix and match. You got to do everything in its right place. If not, it doesn't go to the right place. That's a steer in the achdus of Hashem. Now you'll say, well, what was the point of that? Because really, where Hashem said, I'm going to put my Shmi in Yerushalayim, he went and built Mizbechais Beveis Hashem. But he wasn't out to do Avodas Hashem. It was all a way for him. Once now Hashem is divided, so now we believe there's more than one thing to do. So now, in the chatzer of Beis Hashem, b'shnei chatzes Beis Hashem, in the chatzes of Beis Hashem, in the chatzer of the Beis HaMikdash, he built mizbechais to the Tzvah Hashemayim. Once we're splitting things up inside, we'll split them up outside too. And he was trying to show something. He was saying, yeah, there's a Hashem. He's in the inside. He's all the way up there. But that's not who we interact with. What did Isaiah Avodah Zarah say? Hashem, yeah, he ran, he's up there. But you don't talk to the king. You got to go through the intermediaries. You go through the Sarim. That's all the Tzva Hashemayim. He served there. So he was saying the same thing. Yeah, there's the Hashem. He's inside. Outside in the Chatzar, the one that we deal with, that's all the Tzva Hashemayim. Those are all those things. So outside in the Chatzar's Beis Hashem, he was showing that. So now, this is not only Stir and Achdus of Hashem, this is Shituf. This is Shituf. He's saying that there's two things here. There's Hashem and Avodah Zarah. So that's a pretty bad thing also. Now, why does the pasuk say, I know I skipped the words, Asherama Hashem v'Yerushalayim Asim Hashemi, so the Malbim points out, since Yerushalayim was chosen for the place where there's going to be Asim Hashemi, the Ashraz Hashchina, the most concentrated way in the world, that's where he decided to make the Kvira. Where are you going to make the Kvira? Are you going to make the Kvira out in India somewhere? Hashem's in Yerushalayim. You go there, if you really want to do the Kvira, you go into the Beis HaMikdash, the place where Hashem said, it's just me. And that's where you start bringing in your the stirinachtos and shutzvos and etc. You do it there. That's the worst avera possible. He continued. Beheveres benoy ba'esh. Now he went to like we said before. Kitayavis hagoyim. Now he goes into the Tayevah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This week's Parshan, Achalema is Kedoshim, of all these things, Tayevah, Heveres Benoi Ba'esh, he brought his son through fire, which Pashas means Avodas HaMoilach, the big Ramban, this week's Parshan, if it is or not, but that's what the Pashas said. What? What else could what be? Well, what does Melech mean? You mean to kill the son? You go through two fires? Is it Rashi? Is it Ramban? You can come and she'll say. V'oinein, v'nichesh, we add this also in Tadashim, v'oinein and menachesh, all these things. V'asai v'yadainim. He did all these things. Why, says the Pasuk, here b'las is harav v'nei Hashem? For one thing, lahachis. He did it lahachis. He did it to make Hashem angry. Rashi says, what is this last thing? The Radak says, Amru Shasile Ko'eshal Yoimesh Ha'isa Mimizbeah. Since the days of Shloima HaMelech, that an H was Yared Min and Shamayim on top of the Mizbeah, the day of the Chanukah Sabayis, that H never was extinguished from the Mizbeah, almost whatever this is, close to 400 years. 300 and change, whatever it is. 350 years. Since Shlomo HaMelech's day, the age was Yerim and Hashemayim, and it stayed there. He went and he extinguished this age. That says Chazal, is the Maisa HaYelahachis. You do everything and then you extinguish the fire on the Mizbeach. That's like the epitome of Ra, besides for everything else that he did. Vayosim is Pesel Asher Asherah, so he took this Pesel HaAsherah that he made. What's a Pesel HaShera? We'll see in a moment. It's a Avodah Zarah. He made Babayis HaShalom HaShem Eldov HaShalom HaBenoi. He put in the Beis HaMikdash, in the place where Hashem said, Babayis HaZeh V'Yushalayim HaShem B'charitim Mikol Shivtei Yisrael Otzim HaShmi Loilam. Hashem said, in this place, in this city, I chose from all Shivtei Yisrael, I'm going to put my Shmi Loilam. This is what Hashem had said. And Klal Yisrael will never have to leave Eretz Yisrael on one condition. Let's stop for a moment. So what happened over here? He took this Asherah and he put it in the Beis HaMikdash. So now, till now, all his mizbechos, tavay dezer, were in the chatzar and in the city. Now he took a pesel, a form, a statue, and he put it in the Beit HaMikdash itself, as if to say, they're the same, serving Hashem, serving tavay dezer, they're both the same. Now Chazal tell us, this pesel, yeah?
When you made the many mizbechos for Hashem, that was the next one, the big one?
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
So what's the... the other ones were like I guess.
Even further out. Further out. The Mitzvah says in the Ezra's Kayanim and the Ezra's Yisrael.
So this one was now put like in next to the.
Where? What, the Paso?
Yeah.
Where was it put exactly?
In the
Beis Hamikdash, yeah.
And he's in the building? Like,
was it in the Heichal itself? I'm not sure. Sounds like Pesach Habayit, it sounds like in the Heichal itself. I don't know if it means in the Kodesh HaKadoshim or not, that I'm not sure. The Beis Olikim. I don't know, I have to look in. I'm not sure. It says Beis Olikim, I'm not sure. So now with this Pasel, the Gemara tells us had four tzuras to it, four forms. Keneged, the Kitzi HaKavod, there's four chayas over there, and truthfully in Devarim, when it talks about Avodah Zarah, it's actually the Kriya that we learn on Tisha B'Av, Kisayel Banim. So it says over there, you're gonna become bad. You're gonna make a pesel tmunas kol. Now later on it says different types of forms: tabnis behema, tabnis sipur, tabnis dog, and tabnis remes. An animal, a bird, a fish, and a creepy crawly thing. Each one resembles different parts of the Bria. So this Pasel had in it these four, the four that the Torah says don't make any of them. He put them all in one. Animal, a bird, fish, and a creepy crawly thing. And in fact, in the Medrash tells us, it says in last week's parasha, Kinega Nira Li Babayis, when this guy founds in his house Negaim, and he goes to the Kai and he says, Kinega Nira Li Babayis, it seems there's a Nega in my house. Chazal say that's referring to the Tzelem of Menashe that was in the Bayis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just like Tzaras, there's four Marais Tzaras, there's four colors of Tzaras, there were four Marais of on this Pesel, there were four different forms. Tzuros. Kenega nearly babais. Nearly babais. So this was the place that we said that Hashem said, if you follow my Torah, so you'll never leave. Eloi Shemeyu, says the pasuk test. Vayatim Menashe la'atzero min hagoyim ashishma Hashem b'nei Yisrael. They didn't listen, and Menashe was able to convince them to do the ra min hagoyim ashishma Hashem b'nei Yisrael, from the goyim that Hakadosh Baruch Hu had chased, destroyed because of Klal Yisrael. The Mefarshim say, if you'll notice, Eloi Shemeyu, pause. There's a snakta there. Klal Yisrael themselves didn't listen to the Torah, and therefore Vayaseh Menashe, that enabled Menashe to be able to convince them to do all these things. If Klal Yisrael themselves had been strong in their Torah and in their Amunah, they would have rebelled against Menashe. They wouldn't let him do all these things. It wouldn't have happened. But since already they weren't on the proper Madrega, that led that Menashe was able to lead them totally astray. Now, just before we'll do this next week, the rest of it, to finish the parak, but basically Hashem's going to now say that this is the end of Yerushalayim, with Alpi Nevuah from Nochem and Chavakuk, but there's always the famous Gemara, just to put Menashe into the proper context, the famous Gemara with Ravashi was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years later, and Amira, after Churban Bayis Sheni, that Ravashi told his Talmidim one day that tomorrow we're going to discuss the Torah of our friend Menashe, Chavareinu Menashe. And that night, Menashe came to him in dream and he said, you're mechutzav, you think you're my friend, as if you're on the same level as me? Let me ask you a shayla and see if you know the answer. So he asked him a question, do you say ha-maitzi? You say maitzi, by Lacha ben Aretz, what's the nusach? And he didn't know. I'm not going into exactly what the give and take was. He didn't know. So he saw that Menashe was a big Talmud Chacham. He wasn't just like an Amaret. So he asked Menashe, if you're such a Talmud Chacham, what were you doing? And that's where he told him. He said, if you would be there, you would pick up the bottoms of your shirt and run after the Avodah Zarah. He says, you don't understand what the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah was, and therefore, you can't judge. Even with everything that the Navi says about me and everything I did, if you were there, you would have done the same thing as me, maybe even worse. And the next day, he went into Shir, and he says, okay, we're going to discuss now the Torah of our Rebbe, Menashe, because he saw that it was a different light, and it's, he can't judge how they were, how Menashe was. We have another minute or two. Vayidavra Hashem b'yad avodav ha-Nevi'im lemer. Yana sherosu Menashe melech Yehuda tevei seil. It doesn't even tell us who the Nevi'im are. Rashi says, because Menashe was a Rasha, we don't want to say who his Nevi'im were. Nochem and Chavakuk, says Rashi. Since Menashe did this, Hey Rami Kol Asher also Amayri Shulchanah, he did worse than the Amayri did. By Yafti Gamis Yehuda Begilula. L'chein Kaya Ma'ashem L'kei Yisrael, and you may be Roy Yerushalayim Yehuda, I'm going to bring such bad in Yerushalayim Yehuda, Asher Kol Shayim Ev Titzal Nishtey Ozen of people, anyone who hears about it, their ears are going to ring. V'natisi Al Yerushalayim, and I'm going to stretch out Yerushalayim as Kav Shayimrei. When you have people build a building, so there's this string you use to make sure it's straight, some fancy name for it. So the Kav of Shaimraim, meaning the measurement that happened to Shaimraim, I'm going to do to Yerushalayim. Shaimraim was destroyed, Yerushalayim is going to be destroyed. Bes Mishkalis Beisakov, when you hang a thing down to see if a wall is straight, so you have to put a weight on the bottom to make sure it hangs straight. So that's called a Mishkalis also. What happened to Beisakov, the measurement that happened to Beisakov, is going to happen to them. And I'm going to clean off Yerushalayim. Like you clean off a plate. And you turn it over. What? No, it was saying the measure that happened to Beis Achav is going to happen to. The same thing that happened to them is going to happen to Yerushalayim. And I'm going to leave the last the Sheiris Nachalasi, Unisatim Yarevam, give them to the enemies, Vayulavat and Meshisul Chalevam, they're going to be destroyed. Yana Shasta Rabbeina, Vimachitma Siminayem, Meshiasa Vaitimitami and Mazah, and we will see Pasuk Tes Zayin, the end of Menashe, next week.
I'm going to go.